Green beans, apples, peas, corn, stuffing, butter, potatoes, apples, turkeys, and all kind of little homemade cakes and cookies and anything you'd need for a Thanksgiving dinner.
That's Upper Susitna Food Pantry Director Shirley Lingero describing what was on offer at the Upper Susitna Senior Center on Saturday afternoon. The Thanksgiving Blessing event is one of two major holiday food distributions. The second will happen next month in preparation for Christmas. Shirley Lingero says that hundreds of people will have Thanksgiving dinner thanks to the collaborative event.
We're expecting at least 150, but I checked the list a few minutes ago, and 150 is what I typed up, and we have added like 20 more to that. Now, that's just us here. I don't know how many Trapper Creek is going to serve. I would imagine 50 to 100 up there.
Distributing that many baskets means a lot of food. Volunteer Dave Ward talked turkey with me. He said that the Upper Susitna Food Pantry was distributing over 2 tons of food, about half of which was the traditional bird. In order to get that food to the families that needed it, over 30 volunteers turned out, including many students. In addition to the volunteers who signed up, Shirley Lingero said some arrived on the day ready to help.
We have been so blessed this year with volunteers. Matter of fact, I sent some of them home earlier because we just had so many of them here, and they said they'd come back this afternoon and help break up.
The Upper Susitna event was just one of half a dozen Thanksgiving blessing distributions on Saturday. In all, the Food Bank of Alaska says that 1,963 baskets were given out in the valley. Executive Director Mike Miller was at Talkeetna's distribution and says it's good for him and his staff to attend the local events.
You know, on a day-to-day basis, we work with 25 partner agencies in the valley and soup kitchens and pantries, but we're usually one step removed. You know, we're helping the people who are helping the people. And this is an event where we get to go out and you know, see things going on firsthand and work with the folks who are doing it. It's really grounding and it just really involves, brings it back to why we're here. It's because there are people in our communities that are dealing with hunger on a daily basis.
The Anchorage Thanksgiving Blessing was held on Monday, and Mike Miller says the number of families who received baskets is up from last year.
For this year, we did our count this morning, and we had a total of 8,038, which is right in the range we were kind of expecting. That's up from 7,497 from the year before, so about a 7% increase.
Assuming an average of a 15-pound turkey per basket, that means over 75 tons of poultry alone. Mike Miller says a project of that scale requires a massive undertaking and a lot of help.
It's an amazing amount of effort for food bank staff, for literally hundreds of volunteers, dozens of agencies, dozens of businesses who either donate, you know, money, turkey, time. It's really a huge community-wide event.
Listing all of the partner groups would not fit into this story, since Mike Miller says there are over 300 of them. The volunteers, both in the Valley and Anchorage, are already gearing up for next month's events. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.